Let us sing together. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thank Brother Jeff for his sincere prayer and for each one of you who have been praying. Continue to pray that God's name would be exalted this morning. The subject that the Lord has laid on my heart is a question. What are your reactions? What are my reactions? Some years ago, a small church on the outskirts of a town. Some young people got in and did a lot of damage within the church. When the next Sunday, as the people came to worship, they found the inside of the church building pretty much messed up. So they met on the outside and had a service there on the grass. And the pastor said, let's not say anything to anyone about this, but let's just pray and restore the church building to its original condition. So some of them met the next day, a number of the men, and also the women came and helped and provided the meals. And as they were working, every now and then they'd sing a hymn together to praise the Lord for his goodness. And one day, as they were working later on, nearing completion, a group of young men stopped by, and the minister suspected that these were some of the guilty ones. The church people were kind to them and even sang with them and for them, and some of these young men even helped in the work. On the first Sunday that the building was ready for use, a house full of worshipers were there. And when the gospel invitation was given, there was a group of young men came forward and confessed to wrecking the building. They asked God and the people to forgive them. Some of them even accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And one of the young men later became a minister of the gospel. They practice resist not evil, return good for evil. What are your and my reactions in life to hurts that are upon us? First of all, we will look at the thought, all of us have reactions. Secondly, some causes of bad reactions. And thirdly, God-controlled reactions. Something happened some time ago that caused me to realize how much our reactions unknowingly may affect others. Patsy enjoys putting puzzles together, and she had a new one she was working on, and one day I come home from work and I noticed she had more of the puzzle together, and I kind of laughed and said, working on your puzzle today. No more was said about it. Later in the week, I saw the puzzle was put in the back room and out of the way. I asked, why did you put it back here? Her answer was, I thought by your reactions, you thought it was wasting time. So I put it away. You know, all of us have reactions. Much of our Christian teaching has been occupied with right actions. We've been taught to do this, it is right, not to do that because it's wrong. This is sound teaching. The Bible also tells us concerning right things and wrong things. All of us know that wrong actions can bring defeat into our lives. And I think too many times we forget that. But we realize that wrong reactions can hurt us as much as wrong actions, perhaps even more. Wrong reactions can be found in many of our lives where actions on the surface are correct and proper. We may pride ourselves on our right actions and say, I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't swear. I don't get drunk. And I don't commit adultery. And our actions are correct and proper, yet we may be defeated by wrong reactions to life situations and other people's concerns. We may pride ourselves on right actions and yet be reacting with jealousy, resentment, anger, hatred, fear, or maybe just playing down self-pity. If someone watches just our actions, he may really know us. He may not really know us. Our actions might be planned and practiced for his benefit. But as our reactions are spontaneous, unconsciousness, unscheduled reactions that reveal what we really are in our hearts. Most of us take the smooth, easy way where nobody crosses us. But when the going gets rough, then we begin to spill over, and out comes the real you and me. Character is not what you are when things are normal, but character is what you are when we're under tension. Frightening, isn't it? It's true that all of us have reactions. What type of reaction comes out in those unguarded moments? For instance, when we're driving our cars, maybe we're in heavy traffic and there's a slow driver that's just kind of poking around, or a careless driver. Someone will make a mistake in their driving. Well, they turn in front of you and me. I saw people turn down their windows and holler and yell at other drivers. This reaction revealed what was inside the man. I have to confess that I react wrong. Just yesterday, my wife and I were on the turnpike, and I picked up a ticket. And as I drove away, it was a woman in another car. She come tearing up back of me almost against my bumper. That kind of irritated me, it shouldn't have. So I just touched my brake pedal. That was wrong. It's the wrong reaction. So easy to do that, isn't it? She backed off then, but that was a poor witness. Maybe one of our children accidentally spills something on the dinner table. It causes such a mess. We may have had a rough day. How do we react? What is our reaction? Remember, it reveals what is inside. A young person goes off to get higher learning and exposed to some knowledge and education. Then he or she returns and they look down on people who don't have that training. His reactions or her reactions to their education reveals the kind of person they really are. Maybe we have been well instructed in doing a certain type of work. We're very efficient. Another person may have difficulty in doing that type of work. What is our reaction? So many times we may appear that we can do it so well, much better than anyone else. When people misjudge or understand us, do we react with kindness and love for these people? All of us react in some way. If we react in an unkind, unchristian manner, will we say, well, you know, it's not really like me to act in that way? Don't judge me by that one time. I'm better than that. But remember, our reactions reveal what we're really made of in our hearts. You squeeze a lemon, and then they say that the juice from that lemon is sweet, even though you know it wasn't. Wouldn't that be foolish? Honesty would demand we admit the juice was sour. So our personal honesty demands that we admit what we are. Have we been squeezed or pressured at work, at home? In the church, with relatives, with children, how do we react? How do we respond? What were our reactions? Remember, God is watching. Jesus said in Mark 7:20, that which comes out of the man, that defileth a man. For within, out of the heart of man, proceeds, and it lists 13 things that proceed when our heart is not right and our reactions. We should not blame the pressure built up by a problem for the way we act. Situations of pressure do not put those things into us. It merely brings out what is already in our life. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 54, Jesus was rejected by the people. And when the disciple James and John saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are. What manner of spirit are we? A man bought a farm, and soon after he met his nearest neighbor. He said, have you bought this farm? Yes, I have. Well, you have just bought a lawsuit. How's that? Well, sir, I claim your fence line is 10 feet on my side, and I'm going to take the matter to court and prove it. The newcomer said, oh, don't do that. If the fence is on your side of the line, we will just take it up and move it back. Do you mean it? Of course I do. Well, that fence can stay where it is. Reactions. All of us have reactions. What are your reactions? Let's look at some causes of bad reactions. Each one of us as Christians need to realize there's a number of factors in life that can bring out bad reactions in other people by the way we treat them. Don't we all need growth in holiness? Who of us are perfect? Who of us have not sinned? Who of us do not need to seek the Lord's forgiveness every day in our life? So we need to be careful that we do not cause bad reactions in fellow Christians. Also, the world without the love of Christ in their hearts are filled with the ability of bad reactions. Dealing with people, we must be careful and not have a too highly thought of ourselves that we get untactful in dealing with others. Uncertain for the way things are understood or sound or look to other people have feelings just like we do. Other people appreciate love and respect shown to them just as we do. None of us are so superior to anyone else that we have a right to neglect being respectful to them. You say some people don't deserve respect. That's not our problem. That's not their problem, but it's our problem. We need to give them respect anyway. We need to be tactful with everyone. If not, there would be bad reactions. Many times there's misunderstandings in homes and families, in the church. And any time we hear something mentioned and there is misunderstanding or misstatements, it is our duty, remember, it is our duty to help clear up the matter. If not, bad reactions return. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Another area where we have to be careful in showing partiality in dealing with people. This can happen in the home. It can happen at the workplace. It can happen in the church with church members. We need to consider other people's situations in life. There's different upbringings. For instance, some people are never in time for anything. They're always late. But if you look at their family background, lots of times that was the way their family was. It's not that they can't correct it, but they need to deal with it. And we need to be patient with them. Others are taught good work habits. to work on as unto the Lord. It doesn't matter who's around, or what your work is unto the Lord, and give the employee, the employer, a full day's work. And also take responsibility. An example of this, when I worked at Nell's store, there was quite a number of schoolboys and girls worked there, and I was responsible for their work habits and their schedules. And some were very dependable. Some were never taught to work. You almost had to leave them around by the hand. But there was one brother there that worked there who was very responsible. And I had given him some extra work. In fact, I had given him charge of an owl where he put up the products and ordered them. But whenever they got real busy up front, he was supposed to go up front and pack groceries. Well, most of the fellows didn't like to pack groceries. That was old stuff. And sometimes the girls would call him. They got busy, and they'd call him, and he'd just kind of fool around. He'd get up there, and they'd fuss him. And he'd fuss back, had a big argument there in front of everybody. So one day I said to this brother, took him in the back room. I said, people come into the store and they're shopping, they'll stand around, maybe talk for a half hour. When they get to the checkout, they want to be checked out. And when the girls call you to come up to check to pack groceries, you should get up there as quick as you can. Well, he said, they fuss at me, and then I fuss back. I said, do you realize when you fuss back, they are controlling you? That's the way it is with a lot of people. Other people are controlling us by our reactions. Some years later, after he was a married man, he said to me, bro, you remember something you told me at the store? So, not really. And he mentioned this, and then he said, I took heed to that. I didn't want anybody controlling me. That was his lesson. So we need to realize, many people today show disrespect for authority, whether it's in the home, in a place of employment, or even in the church. What are our reactions? We looked at some causes of bad reactions. Are we the cause to make people react in the wrong way? Thirdly, God controlled reactions. A young man asked his minister this question, is it wrong for me to learn the art of self-defense? Certainly not, answered the minister. I learned it in my youth myself, and I found it be a great value during my life. Indeed, sir, did you learn the old English style of self-defense? No, he said, I learned Solomon's system of self-defense. Yes, you will find it laid down in the first verse of the 15th chapter of Proverbs. A soft answer turneth away wrath. It is the best system of self-defense of which I know. This soft answer would be a God-controlled reaction. And don't we all need that at times? If we're not careful, all of us will have reactions that are not pleasing to God. We need God-controlled reactions. We need to realize that we're living in a non-Christian world, and we're going to be treated by non-Christian ways. There will be non-Christian actions, and we should respond with Christian reactions. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Jesus said in John 15:8, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus was holy. He was sinless. He was full of God's love. Yet he was hated. Can we expect less? It should not surprise us when people are selfish in dealing with us, or when they are unkind or critical or resentful. We know what our reaction should be. But unless we're prepared and strengthened by the Lord ahead of time, we're going to react in the wrong way. We must expect the world's ill treatment. Jesus is preparing us for the Jesus was prepared for the temptation in the wilderness. He was filled with the Spirit. He was fully yielded to the Father. When the temptation came, he was ready. Later in life, most of Christ's ill treatment came from religious people. Not born-again Christians, but religious people. Is this true today? Religious people can be unkind. They can be critical, dishonest, quarrelsome, and even bitter. But God is not pleased with such. Are we prepared ahead of time for the reactions we know are coming so that we will react as Christ wants us to react? I often think of Joseph. Joseph didn't wait till he was in temptation with a woman. But he had decided in his mind, in his heart, he's going to live for God and he's going to keep himself pure. And just so with us, we need to determine what our reactions will be when that testing time comes. We need to realize that God says in Isaiah 53:6, we have turned everyone to his own way. We are self-centered. And isn't that right? We're self-centered. We want our way. We are right. We want our way by nature, and this is the way we react unless God controls our reactions. We all struggle with that at times. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12:1, recompense to no man evil for evil. Putting that in our words, never pay back evil for evil. Never pay back evil for evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ye ever follow that which is good, both yourselves and to all men. 1 Peter 3:9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Putting that in my words, don't repay evil for evil. Don't snap back at those who say unkind things about you. Instead, pray for God's help for them. For we are to be kind to others. We should be kind to others, and God will bless us for it. Who controls you? If we react the way others act toward us, they control us. Someone flares up, we flare up. Someone criticizes, we return criticizing. Try to put them down. Some acts are hateful, and we may act the same way. The Christian must be controlled by Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, regardless of what people's actions have been. I remember a brother in our congregation years ago that I spent quite a bit of time counseling with him, and he found fault with his in-laws of how they treated him and mistreated him. And I said to him, when you stand before the Lord isn't going to ask you how your in-laws treated you, but he's going to ask you how you responded to him in your life to others. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Do we believe that this morning? We can have victory in our reactions through Christ. Hard places in life should bring reactions that help us grow in the Lord. You know, Helen Keller was blind. And that blind didn't cause her to be bitter. She wrote so many songs to glorify the Lord. Was the Apostle Paul hurt because he had a thorn in the flesh? He learned that more grace was available. The thorn was a blessing to him. And John, on the Isle of Patmos, as he was taken away from other people out there in the island, if it wouldn't have been that God put him there, we would never have the book of Revelation. God, if our reactions are right, we will realize God is preparing us for a greater service in his kingdom. Do we want God-controlled reactions? If we do, we need to admit to God and ask for forgiveness and ask for strength. And don't we need that? We need to control the Holy Spirit in our life every moment. And we need to be prepared to respond rightly. Secondly, we need to ask forgiveness to those we have wronged. That's not always an easy thing to do, but we need to do it. And we need to react in God's way. Someone has said, when looking for faults, use a mirror instead of a telescope. We have a mirror, we're going to look in our own heart. We have a telescope, we're going to find fault with someone else. How is my heart this morning? How is your heart? Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Loved ones, if we can just comprehend in one little small way what our salvation has cost the Son of God and the Father, we would always have love even for our enemies, because he wants us to be pure and holy, the bride of Christ. Someone has said that tree roots can crack a cement pavement. We have seen that, especially in towns where there's big trees, and them roots from that tree just crack a cement like it was paper. And good reactions of kindness can crack a hard heart. And loved ones, this world is full of hard hearts this morning that need to be cracked. The man was not a preacher. He could not sing or speak in public. He worked in a factory with men who swore and cursed. There he lived a quiet Christian life. He spoke for Jesus when there was an opportunity. And one day as he went for lunch, one of the men asked him, "May I sit and eat lunch with you? I have a question I wanted to ask you, but I've been ashamed to ask. I want to know what makes you different from the rest of us. You never get angry, no matter what we rough fellows do or say to you. What do you have that we don't have?" And Bob replied, "I'm no better than others, but Christ is in my heart. He enables me to live differently from others. Praise his holy name." Is that my experience? Is that your experience? A well-known owner of a chain of hotels endeavors to render the best service to the guests in his hotels. He often says to his employees, "Remember, my reputation is in your hands." In a sense, Christ's reputation is in our hands. Others will judge him by those who profess to know him and serve him. What are our reactions? Are we a good testimony for the Lord? As his reputation is before the world through us. God bless you.